Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
On Tuesday, Budget 2020 was tabled, and amongst other things, there was the need for Singapore to become more sustainable. That's one of the big things that was highlighted.
That's right. Some of the measures that were announced were a new coastal and flood protection fund phasing out internal combustion engines and a new HDB Green Towns program. And that's a great step forward, but we can all do our part in becoming more sustainable on a daily basis.
All right, time to get scary. Did you know that 27,000 trees are destroyed each day just to make toilet paper?
What do you say? Heavy sighs, right? Singapore-based The Nurturing Company is trying to change all of that, though.
Okay.
So this is a bit where we get uplifted.
Yes.
Feel like someone's doing something about it. Their brand, Bambulu, produces premium three-ply toilet paper from bamboo, which is a grass. It's not a tree. Okay. And when bamboo is cut, it grows back sometimes more than a meter a week.
So wow.
It's very sustainable.
Yet, when a tree is cut, it dies and the ground needs to be cleared to plant new trees. That causes irreversible harm to the ecosystem and the environment. Speaking of which, it comes in 100% recycled plastic-free packaging. I'm talking about Bambulu, of course.
Yes. Their other and most recent product is Can-O Water, and
ooh,
I have one in my hand. It looks like a regular can, but with a very interesting, I don't know what you call it, the ring on the top, but it's not a ring.
Right, right.
It looks like a sort
kind of thing.
The pull tab looks like something you flip. Anyway, it looks very clever, and they claim it is infinitely recyclable because it's made from aluminium, which is the world's most recycled packaging material.
Interesting. It's a resealable cap that you're talking about. Well, on the line to tell us more about how the brand is aiming to make our world great again, we've got David Watt, founder of The Nurturing Co. David, good morning. Good speaking with you.
Yeah, good morning to you both. Thank you for a wonderful introduction there.
We were just looking at all the samples you sent over to us. Very interesting. And I understand that, you know, 2 weeks ago when the DOSCON was raised to alert orange, you guys sold, 3 months' volume of Bambulu in 16 hours?
Yeah, it did get a little crazy. I appreciate that there was a lot of information out there and people did raise concerns, but actually it was only driven by the fact that, you know, people going in on a Saturday morning, the stores only have the same normal amount of product that they would normally have. They weren't expecting anything.
Mm.
So as soon as that sells out, of course, then people start to get concerned, like, you know, I haven't got mine.
Yeah.
So then that sort of, you know, it's like a pebble in a bucket, really starts to echo and echo. And yes, within 16 hours, we'd had orders on Redmart, the online retailer, equivalent to about 3 months worth of normal business at this stage of our development as a brand, which we've managed to deliver to everybody with the huge amount of effort from Redmart. It was not without its difficulties for them, I'm sure, too. But we managed to get all those orders out to everybody. So, you know, I'm hopeful that many of them were new clients to our brand and that they'll stay with us as they, you know, start to make the change away from tree-based products, as you quite rightly discussed there. 27,000 trees a day are cut down to make toilet paper. In fact, the number is higher if you want to include paper that's used for recycled paper as well.
But right.
The industry tends to focus on the 27,000 number.
Right.
But also, it's plastic. I've been in this sector of the business for about 5 years, and we started The Nurturing Company really because we wanted to create a brand that had absolutely no plastics whatsoever in its supply chain, because much as we talk about the 27,000 trees a day being cut down, actually it's the plastics in our environment and the long-term impact of these plastics that's a much, much greater concern overall to society and to the environment itself. So, and you can't really, it's very difficult for brands to sort of like remodel themselves and remove those plastics once the supply chain and everything is working. So the better way to do it was to sort of start again and build from the ground up.
So let me jump in there, David. Bambulu is grown insecticide-free, fertilizer-free, chemical-free, uses fully sustainable production processes from certified sources, uses 80% less water. And that's interesting because when I knew we were going to talk to you and I was looking at a bit of the backstory, that was my first concern was sometimes you hear about recycled products, but then you find out the sting, and the sting is the amount of water that is used to recycle. So how do you manage this? And also, when we talked about using bamboo instead of trees, it seemed obvious to me, but then we haven't thought about it till now.
Well, we haven't. You know, in China, they've been using bamboo, obviously, for thousands of years as a paper fiber. but it's only, yes, the last 20 years, the Chinese government particularly, seeing its own change in population, seeing its own tree degradation going on and land use change impact, and what's known as the sort of Great Green Wall of China, which was instigated about, I think, about 21 years ago to sort of push back the Gobi Desert. All of this stimulated the idea of using bamboo, which was a natural fiber which grew there and is very, very versatile. So the industry has been built up over the last 18 or so years. But actually in the Western world, and we're not so Western, but we are, you know, outside of China, bamboo wasn't really on the radar till about, I'm going to say about 5 years ago. I launched really back then the first brand in Singapore to use bamboo. And it's grown ever since. You know, there are, we have, I think there's now three brands here in Singapore. We're quite well represented in this sector, all of whom are expanding internationally as we are, and to bring these kinds of products to a much, much wider audience. But for many markets, it's still very, very new. You know, it is a grass. It does grow back. It doesn't require chemicals. It's naturally hypoallergenic, which is why it doesn't need chemicals or fertilizers or anything else. It doesn't have any natural enemies in the environment, even. It grows very, very well.
David, Manisha's just taken a look at the package that you sent over.
Rustling.
You can hear a bit of rustling in the background. Very nice packaging. It looks very recyclable and very classy. My question is, what's the pricing strategy like? I mean, do I have to pay more for this?
In Singapore, we're about the same as most of the other bamboo-based products when you buy that particular pack, which is what we call the retailer-ready grab bag.
Okay.
We're quite different to some of the others. We also sell online in larger boxes. So we have a box of 36, and then we have a carton of 96. So depending on the scale of the purchase, then the pricing changes. So as you order more, then the price per unit decreases. So when you actually get to the 36th box, which is our most popular online product, and you're pretty much again the normal unit price, that's rolled price, that you would be paying for any other brand of product. But to put it in some kind of context, the bag that you have costs 500 times more than the plastic that would normally be wrapping your average 10-roll pack in the stores today.
Okay.
That sounds incredibly scary, but the bag itself costs us around 21 US cents in manufacturing cost. And so we have to eat part of that into our margin because to make sure that we can, you know, be competitive and be with, you know, in touching distance. But it just shows you how inexpensive plastic is in terms of a production material.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why we've got far too much of it.
But you can reuse this bag. I like the bag.
It's a good
bag. You can reuse. It can be, you know, A, it's biodegradable, B, it's recyclable, and C, it's reusable.
Yeah, pretty bag.
It hopefully has another life, you know, beyond, you know, when you get your 8 rolls out of it, put them away in your cupboard or whatever.
Well, it's sitting right next to me, and I'm sort of messing around with the bag, but I just noticed that you've got, the design is very clever. You've also got these sort of two-way handles, which allow you to carry the bag in different ways, and it's got enough space that, you know, this could be a shopping bag. You could use it a few times.
Yeah.
It's designed to carry out of the store without the need for a plastic bag. So obviously we have the story out in Singapore about, you know, consumers liking plastic bags and the stores trying to resist giving plastic bags. But if you actually make a product that doesn't need a plastic bag in the first place, then actually the customer never really has that psychological, you know, tripwire in their mind that I need a bag for, because it already is a bag. You can just carry it away.
David, we've got time for just two more issues to chat with. We're going to talk about very quickly about can or water in just a bit.
Yes.
Oh, there you can hear that. But the Nurturing Co., I understand, raised a sum of $200,000 from a small group of investors in Singapore and the US. What's this money going to be used for? Very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. It's already seeing its impact. So we will be launching kitchen roll and box tissues very soon.
Nice.
Within the next 4 weeks. All of these products were already developed, and then beyond that we will launch baby diapers, baby wipe products, and again all of these we sort of prepped in readiness really over these last months. We call it strategic raise because we just need to raise a little bit more money to sort of fuel the jet a little faster,
right.
And we'll be looking to come to the market, I think, maybe in the next few months to do, you know, say our proper sort of funding round to help us accelerate overseas.
Manisha, how's the spring water?
Oh, tastes like water. It's good. And it had a nice little bit of poppy fizz right at the top with this special opener.
We call it the refill top. So, we do too. We've got a normal ring pull. Now, Can of Water isn't our brand. It's a brand from the UK. The guys have been making this brand for about 4.5 years now. And they were actually the first brand actually to put regular water in a can, which sounds really ridiculous considering we consume lots and lots of other drinking cans. But as you guys pointed out, you know, it's referred to as an infinite material. It doesn't suffer any degradation in recycling. But most importantly, when we sort of make recycling comparisons, it actually has about a 90% chance of actually being recycled. Yeah, and that takes into consideration an amount that doesn't actually reach the recycling or waste stream because people discard them in the wrong places, to plastic, which is up to 90% on average.
David, I have to say something that's just jumped out at me is you've got to make the marketing around recyclable material really good. And I like the phrase on this can of water. It says, good planets are hard to find. Please recycle this can. It's good stuff. Anyway.
You know, and their tag is very simple. It's, you know, the solution to plastic pollution is black and white because the two cans are black and white.
But that's going to be the key. That is absolutely the key, isn't it, in terms of sustainability? Yeah. Make it accessible, relatable, and marketable. David Ward, thank you so much, founder of The Nurturing Company. It was great to have you with us on The Breakfast Huddle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.